What's going on, everybody? You are now listening to the Educated Barber Podcast. I am your host, D-Bat the Barber. So, I want to get into a little bit what last week was about. So, my 32nd birthday was last Sunday on the 14th. And me, my wife, and son took a trip to Atlanta to first celebrate our birthdays. Her birthday was last Thursday. And like I said, mine was Sunday. So I killed two birds with one stone, man. Went out to Georgia, celebrated a birthday with the wife, and hit up a barber symposium, which I must say was real dope, man. It was a lot of heavy hitters in the building. Some guys that I have been wanting to meet for a while now. I've been watching them on social media grow, you know, their business, and they're just inspirational, man. And they were some real humble guys to talk to. Like, to be honest, I kind of thought they would be, you know, on a pedestal because everybody on social media puts them on one, man. But those guys are hardworking family men just like I am, and, you know, other barbers that don't have that quote unquote celebrity status on social media. So, all right, I'm gonna jump right into it, man. So, I took four classes. I bounced around a lot of them, but four that I really sat in. One was barberpreneurship and social media marketing. And the speaker in that class was Jay Dillard. Mr. Dillard is one of, like, the top celebrity barbers in the industry we have. You know, you can check out his Instagram page to see all his achievements and everything he has going on right now, man. This guy is like, the information he was giving in his class, and the class was only like 45, 50 minutes, man. But in that amount of time, he dropped a bunch of jewels, man. So he has it was like a PowerPoint presentation. So I'm gonna give you guys the email, his email, so that you can email him and, you know, get that information from him. He's more than willing to give it out. So he gave like a tip to how you can get your own hashtags, like own your own hashtags to put on your social media pages. And I have a link for that as well. So I'm gonna give y'all all the links after the in the post. Tell you things. He told us things like get a mentor in a business. You have to network. You know, this is things that we know, but like I said, when you see the actual PowerPoint and how everything was broke down, I can't give you everything in this little recording. But yeah, once you get it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So that was a little bit about Jay's class. So another guy I took a class with, the People's Barber, Mr. Rick Martin out of Texas. I can't remember the exact city. But like I said, I'll give you all their social media and their websites and all that good stuff so you can check them out yourself. And his class was how to retire a millionaire as a barber or stylist. Things we've heard before, you know, like getting life insurance, setting yourself up, what's setting your family up, you know, your legacy after you're dead and gone and can't cut no more hair. Getting into real estate. That's something that he spoke on. Now, this was one of the keys that I took as far as from his class. And it was, he had his real estate agent tell him that he needed to buy his building, the actual building he had his barbershop in. And when he did buy it, he ended up getting two units. And he said one unit he uses to pay the mortgage on the building. And then the other unit he just uses for, you know, other things he want to do in life, man. So I got his email. I'll make sure I give you guys that in the post as well. And I have his social media as well. Like, man, like I said, these guys were like some real good dudes, man. Like, and all they wanted to do was just give the game, man, so that you could one day get on that level. Okay, so I finally maxed one of these recordings out. Now I know that I only get 5 minutes a segment. So jumping right back into it, man, my next class that I took was with a guy named Dave Savant, who is the owner of Squire, and that's Squire. It's an app, man, that's in competition with Square, man. Like, I can't explain it to you the way he explained it, of course, because it's not my baby per se, but man, like how he broke it down as far as on the business side of it, like how he basically, once you get the app and you know you're in the family, man, they push new clients to you. And he was like, most guys that he spoke with, you know, their testimonials was like, after getting with Squire, they received like 15 new customers a month. So I'm not mad at that at all, man. I'm thinking about doing it. I think they got a free trial going on for like, I think he said 7 days. Don't quote me on that. You know, I was writing stuff down and I don't have my notebook right now, so I'm kind of going off the top. And yeah, man, so of course, like I said, I'm going to give you the links to his social media, so you ain't got to worry about, oh, man, how I'm going to find this guy and how I'm going to try Squire out. Nah, I got you. And you can email him, too. All of them say the same thing. Email me. We'll give you the PowerPoints right to your email so you can kind of see the whole breakdown, man. So that's a little bit on Dave, man. Him and another guy, friend of his, co-founded Squire. So they're doing big things, man. And my last class I took was with the big dog himself, Mr. Marcus Harvey, man. Like, this guy I have been watching now probably for about the past 2 years, you know. And like his authenticity, man, like from Instagram to real life, it's just what you see is what you get. And the course he taught was why branding yourself is important. Like, listening to me run these titles off, it sounds like it's what we're supposed to know. True. But when you get it from somebody who's branded himself and has done what he's done, like, this man's a stand-up comedian. He done had a TV show. He a family man. He got a few shops he's on, you know, just to see the grind he put in to get where he's at today, man, is so crazy. So one thing he told us was, we're worth it. You're worth it. Whoever's listening to this right now, you're worth it. And the idea he gave us after a few exercises he ran off was to write 10 things you love about yourself. Write 10 things you hate. Well, I take that back. It's just write 10 things you love, write 10 things you hate, write 10 things you can do more of, write 10 things you can do less of. So that's something that I'm going to do this week, and I encourage everybody listening to do it. You know, it's kind of like a self-evaluation, because we can tell you everything we love, hate, dislike, like about celebrities and people of a certain status. But when it comes to us, Marcus was like, can you tell me, if I asked you the question, what do you like, love, hate, or dislike about you? A lot of people couldn't get that answer. So, you know, that was about the speakers. And then at the end, they had a dope panel of, you know, heavy hitters. My guy Sam, that, you know, did the event, man, real good guy. He put a dope event together, man. And he said that he's looking forward to January 2019, so I'm gonna give you his links to, you know, the actual his page and the page of the event, so you can kind of see recaps of everything. And I just wanted to come through, give y'all a little recap. Time about to run out again, so I'm probably gonna jump back up here in a minute and give y'all some of the vendors that I spoke to, of course, so you can tag them or follow them and, you know, get some dope products, some great advice. So, yeah, I'll be right back. Let this cut off and do what it's going to do. Give me a second. All right, I'm back. I know y'all like, man, this guy can talk. But trying to give you what I got. Educated barber, trying to educate my listeners. All right, getting into the vendors. It was about, offhand, I'm going to say about, probably about 20 vendors in there. In between 15 to 20. I didn't speak to everybody. You know, they had Dr. Phil in there. We know them. Club Man was in there. Some of the barber supply guys from Georgia, the Georgia area, they were in there. Respected Roots, man. I got some product from them. You know, even though I make my own hair care product, I still support any business that has a dope product, man. And you know, just from using their samples, I seen they had some good stuff. And if my clients like it, hey, I love it. Let me see. What else? Who else was in there? Oh, I spoke with a lady, man. She was basically like a financial advisor. Oh, and that was something else I was supposed to tell y'all, man. If you don't have one of those yet, a financial advisor, make sure you get one. I have one myself, a guy by the name of Rodney Hall, at Northwestern Mutual. I'm going to have him on a segment sooner or later when I actually start the official Educated Barber podcast. And he'll be able to come on the show, you know, basically break down why it's good to have one. I know we figure our savings plans is legit, but I'm telling you it's not, because it's just our savings plans are basically for right now. And when you get a financial advisor, they're going to set you up with all types of stuff to help you in the future with your legacy for your kids and their kids' kids. So, when I spoke with her, she was telling me, she gave me some real dope jewels, man. One thing she was telling me, I ain't going to get too much into it, but as far as like your IRA and brokerage accounts go, what's taxed and was free. So of course I'm gonna give you her link, and she has a coaching program she's doing right now, either 6 or 12 months, and I let her run the numbers down to you. It's if you a couple that want to take the class, it'll be a little cheaper. If you're single, of course it'll be a little more expensive, but hey, it's something to look into if you try and do something with your money. I talked with a lawyer. She was telling us about, her name was Rosalina. That's the lawyer's name. I can't remember the other lady's name, but I'm going to find it in my phone, of course. Ashonda. That's it. Ashonda Davis. I can't remember Rosalina's last name. But Rosalina gave me this dope, well, she didn't give, I bought it. But it's a dope planner. And I'll post a little bit of it, the planner, up on my Instagram page later. So if you don't follow me, it's DBAT the Barber, and that's DBATTDABARBER. Follow me ASAP. You can follow my Facebook page, my like page, and that's Resurrection Cuts. RESURRECTION. Space between that, and it's CUTS. Resurrection Cuts and DBAT the Barber. Follow both of those pages. You know, for more education, man. So like I said, Rosalina had a dope planner, and I had just bought a planner, and hers was like way better than the one I bought, because it plans, like, she has a brainstorming section in there, all types of stuff, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and get my morning started, man, and go do some other productive things. But y'all continue to pray for me, man. I pray for y'all, and remember, keep getting educated. Love y'all. Peace.